Sarah Jackson, and, you know, there are a lot of online Instagram personalities that try to give women advice on how they should be in their relationships. And then you see the flip note of scandals rolling out on them, of all the men that they used to, like, insult. And then you just, you sort of left wondering, like, okay, well, who do we have to really look at, or who do we have to get this advice from, you know?
My thing is, I can't give advice because I'm still trying to figure it out, but I can give you game. I can tell you what I've done. I can tell you the mistakes that I've made. I can tell you red flags to look out for, but I can't give you advice on love. I can't tell you what to do. You ain't gonna never, you're never gonna go back in my past and find a poem. Somebody saying, woman, do this. Sis, you gotta do this. But I don't have those poems because I'm the trash of piece shows. I'm the last one on this planet who could tell you what to do. Because I've made mistakes and I've grown from those mistakes. So I can't judge you. I can't tell you what you should and shouldn't be doing. So that's not what I do. And even with, you know, adding Derek Jackson to the whole F-Boy Gods thing, that was just a fun and games. I don't have no beef with Boy. I've always disagreed with his stance. I felt like it was pandering. But again, you know, these are grown women of sound mind and body who want to hear that. I can't tell a sister don't listen to him.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't advise my sister to if she asked me if she should. But these are grown women. These are doctors, lawyers, architects, whether it's, you know, if that's what you want to listen to, if that's what you want to consume, go for it. But I'm going to try to be a counterbalance to this and kind of give you a peek on the inside of some of the things that could be happening. So when that went down, I'm like, ooh, we gonna have some fun. I had the Birdman hand claps going when that went down. We gonna have some fun with this one, bro. And he and I know of each other. We run in some of the same circles as you know, in the poetry circles in the States. But I can't tell somebody what to do. Because if you watch Trash Piece Theater, you know, like, you're the last one that can, I'm the last one that can judge anybody.
So what are your red flags? What, to the ladies who are out there listening to this right now, you say you had some red flags that you could tell us. What are those red flags that you speak
of? I don't know if it's specific for women, but just in general, I think for me, effort is an aphrodisiac.
Uh-huh.
And when you find somebody who's not giving effort, that's a big red flag. Showing you who they are and not believing it. That was my big thing. Somebody has shown me exactly who they are, but in my mind, I've made them to be somebody bigger. So not trying to live out the narrative and seeing things for what they are, folks not understanding their love languages, their apology languages, their healing languages. That's big for me. When I'm meeting somebody, the first thing I'm asking is like, yo, how do you heal? And if they don't have an answer for that, ain't no beef. It's no judgment. But I need to know how somebody heals. I need to know how you apologize, how you want to be apologized to. So more than anything, somebody who's shown that they're doing the work. That and so many of us are, both men and women are, they think effort in the work is for the other person. So if you can't show me your work, that's the first thing in math. All right, cool, you got the answer, show me your work. You got to show that work, whether it's math, science, you got to show that work. Why would relationships be any differently? So that's where I'm at with it. If folks can't show you the work, if folks just have, you know, some good words for you, and I'm good with words all day. I can finesse all day, but I don't want to do that no more. I know for a fact I've put somebody in therapy. I don't want to be that guy anymore.
Mm. Okay. But when you say, how do you heal? What do you mean by how do you heal? Like, are you asking someone how they heal?
So I don't think there is like a, what do you do? I don't think there's just, number one, I don't think we're always going to have scars. So when something is broken, it's never quite the same anymore. This little piece, whether it's ceramics or a bone, it's never what it was.
Yeah.
But what have you done to get past the trauma?
Yeah.
You understand what your triggers are. Do you know the warning signs prior, you know, once, you know, as you're facing your traumas, as you're facing these things, do you know your warning signs? So that's really big for me, knowing that I've spent the last couple years in isolation, almost away from, you know, friends here and there, conversations prior to COVID. I was solo dolo, you know what I mean? Like, I got work to do on me. I need to develop as a man, because I make the same mistakes. One of the most powerful things I've said to myself, well, you make bad decisions, Perry. And at that moment, I had to figure out what was going on. So at that moment, I figured out what do I like? Who am I? All right, this hurt. How can we get past this? Grieve. How do you grieve? All right, let's grieve. All right, I'm better. Boom, something happens. I'm back at it again. Why am I crying again? What is going on? I'm past this. It's not how this works. You can't rush healing. So have you done the work? Have you taken the time? Do you know what was even hurt in the first place? Are you denying it? So many of us have a gaping wound in our spirit, and we just want to look the other way. You wouldn't do that if it was on your arm. Why are you doing it if it's on your heart? Yeah. Why are you doing it if it's in your mental health? Wow. So that's, for me, like the healing part. It's like, yo, number one, acknowledging it. But two, also, what's the work you've done? It was a therapy? Did you go traveling? Are you writing? Have you found nature? Like, what is it that you've done to make, to get you from this point to that? Or are you just saying you're there? So that's what I mean by healing. How have you gotten better? How have you recovered from this? You got to show your work.
That is very interesting, because especially during this pandemic, I find, and just in the past 5 to 10 years, I think there's been, especially in the Black community, a huge focus and a shift towards mental health specifically, which has been I almost feel like it's a disservice to say that it's been a stereotype in our community that we don't take care of our mental health. I'm starting to look at us in a different light and say, we take care of our mental health. We do it differently. Yeah. And I saw something recently that I followed a psychiatrist recently, and she said that the way that we look at mental health, I'm losing it. But it's like, the way that we took care of ourselves back then, we didn't have access. That's it. We didn't have access to the same thing that non-Black, non-POC folk have access to. We didn't have access to therapists. We didn't have access to the language to explain trauma. Like, trauma is a huge, huge part of our language right now. Toxicity is a huge verb, adjective that's being used to describe how we're interacting. I mean, you use it a lot in international peace theater. You know, this is toxic, that is toxic. This is not language that we had 15, 20 years ago to describe what we were going through. Trauma, we didn't necessarily think about a breakup as traumatic, you know, but it is traumatic.
The grief that comes from that, like my last relationship, I grieved as if she's no longer here, and because she's not. And not only that, but the person is no longer here, but the dream is no longer here. The narrative is no longer here. The future is no longer here. You got to grieve those things. And and we've never been, I think so much where I'm from specifically, everything was man up. Man up, you go, our therapy was your homie come get you, you go have some drinks, you might cry a little bit, and that's it, move on. Like, that's it, that was everything, we'll get some drinks. Like, that can't be the healing, that can't be everything, and everything can't be, well, we'll get some drinks. If the Sixers lose, yeah, we'll get some drinks, this just sucks. That can't be this over here. So, you're right, there was stigmas attached to, like, for me, therapy, when I grew up, therapy was for rich white people.
Exactly.
And it was like, not even like poor white people, like it was for very, very established and affluent white folks. And we didn't have that. I remember when my God rest his soul, Sharif Collins, one of my classmates, was shot and killed senior year. And that Monday, his seat was right next to me. It wasn't no grief counselors. But then I remember a couple kids getting into a car accident at Council Rock School District, which is like 40 minutes outside of Philly. And they had assemblies to deal with the grief behind it. It was counselors to talk to kids, and it was this big thing, which it should have been, but it should have been for us too. So now we're finally talking about these things, and I think it's very healthy, because again, sometimes you take what you, some things apply, and if it don't apply, let it fly. It may not be, you may not be on that chapter yet.
Yeah.
We're kind of all in the same book. I don't judge anybody who hasn't gotten there yet. I'm a few chapters ahead of you. Let me know when you get here, sis. It's all good, ain't no beef, ain't no drama, I'm not judging you. But I feel like this path that we're finally on, whether it's through social media, whether it's because we have more POC therapists, that we're finally starting to dig into this. Like, hey, it's okay to talk to somebody. And it's not just the stigma, like all you're doing is sitting on the couch and talking. It's folks are giving you a plan.
Yeah,
folks, you got somebody to check in. You got a plan. I'm giving you the work. This is how you get from A to B to C to D together. I'm giving you the problems to figure out. That's how you get the work done. So I think we're finally at a point where that's happening, and it's beautiful to see. And it's not for everybody, and it's not for everybody right now. Maybe something you see, maybe the seed that's planted in 3-4 years, and you're like, oh my God, I need this. It's good that we have it.
Oh man, Perry, thank you so much for being here. We do have to take a quick break. This conversation has been amazing. If you're just tuning in for the first time, please do go back and listen to the archives at 8:31. We do have to take a quick break, and then we're going to be wrapping up soon. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Tell your girlfriend, get changed, you're dressed like a tramp. Change your password so I can see your messages. When are you going to change your mind, you stubborn idiot? Change your attitude when you talk to me. Change your friends. You better change your tone of voice. It's not up to her to change. It's up to you. Violence against women stops now. Talk about it. Do something about it. And call SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Check it out, baby. Make it hot, baby. Bring the drama, yeah.
Time together and I'm feeling kinda horny. Conventional methods of making love kinda bore me. I wanna knock your block off, get my rocks off, blow your socks off, make sure your G-spot's
sore. I'ma call your big daddy and scream your name. Matter of fact, I can't wait for your candy rain.
So what you saying? I get my swerve on, bring it live, make it last forever. Damn, the kitty cat's tired.
Daddy, slow down your flow. Put it on me like a G, baby, nice and slow. I need a roughneck nigga, Mandingo and a sack who ain't afraid to pull my hands, spank me from the back.
No doubt, I'm the player that you're talking about.
But do you really think that you can work it out?
I guarantee you, shorty, it's real. Baby, stick it out. Here comes the man of steel.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queens. She was raised out in Brooklyn.
Searching for the right spot to hit now. Get down. Damn, I love to dig down. You use a rubber.
damn right.
You are my lover. All night. The pretty good to you, heard the rubber.
Man tight. The only thing left to do was climax. Let's make it last.
Work, we ain't going out like that. All this time you've been telling me that you was a gun.
I tried to warn you, girl, you wouldn't listen. Now let's get it on. Talk a good one, shorty, love you making me sweat. How a live nigga like a girl?
Nice and wet, we get it on to the break of dawn, damn, you're large. How a big girl like it, daddy?
Nice and hard, safe sex in it, flexing it, getting that affectionate, chewing it, viewing it, all while we're doing it.
I'm doing it, and doing it, and doing it now. Doing it, and doing it, and doing it well. Doing it, and doing it, and doing it well.
I represent Queens, she was raised out in Brooklyn. She was raised out in Brooklyn, baby. I wanna hit it in the worst way.
Make it hot.
Scheming on the ass since the first day.
Damn, I love it when you talk like that. Make it bounce, sugar.
As long as you can bounce me back. More flesh than the Greek fest.
Roll up the cess.
Pass the Hennessy.
Put my body to the test. Way, way back. Many niggas ago, I was a young girl listening to higher flow. Now's my chance to hit you up, daddy.
You're all a real man can need. And never has been. This is love, girl. This is more than a crush.
It was Harlem at the Ruckers, yeah. I saw you with your man, smiling, huh, a coach bag in your hand. I was laying in the coop with my hat turned back. We caught eyes for a moment, and that was that. So I skated off as you strolled off, looking at them legs, and they looked so soft. I gotta take you from your man, that's my mission. If his love has really got to handle competition, you only knew him 5 months. Besides, he drink too much and smoke too many butts. And I be working out every day thinking about you. Looking at my own eyes in the rear view. Catching flashbacks of our eye contact. Wish I could lay you on your stomach and caress your back. I would hold you in my arms and ease your fears. I can't believe it, I ain't had a crush in years. Hey, love. At the bus stop waiting every day. Your man must think it's safe for you to travel that way. And I don't wanna violate your relationship, so I lay back in the cut with a crush, that's a trip. Still, he can't stop me from having daydreams. Tonguing you down with vanilla ice cream. Kissing on your thighs under moonlight. Searching your body with my tongue, girl, all night. I wonder one day could it be. Simple dreams could turn into reality. Our love would come down so naturally. We would walk down the aisle of destiny. Put your man, get his hustle on, got your tight scared. Break you off a little chump change to do your hair. It seems to be enough.
We are back. We are back for the final time this evening. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson. I'm in studios with
Renee Jordan.
And on the line with us, we have a North Philly native, Perry Vision DeVirgilio, who's a poet, a youth poetry educator, now screenwriter and animator, graduate of Dickinson College. He focuses his writing on dissecting and unpacking Black masculinity, specifically through a comedic lens. He has done a lot in his community to work with youth, gained poetry, the youth awards. Oh my God, I'm like all over the place because we're talking so deep that now I'm just like, what? Yeah. I have to read this thing. So, yeah, so basically evolved through poetry and in the pandemic developed, before the pandemic and then because of the pandemic developed Trash the Piece Theater, which gained a Audience Award winner for Best Web Series at the American Black Film Festival. Vision has published 3 poetry collections, and his web series is being developed for a full-length major streaming series. Woo!
Yes!
A lot in a little bit of time. Perry, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. This has been educational and entertaining at the same time.
I am happy to be here. I said this off air, but and this isn't no cap. Montreal has my heart. Has always had my heart. I try my best to go up there. I try my best to spend birthdays there. Shout out to Calmunity, the poets up there. I appreciate y'all for always embracing me.
Yeah. So I have one last question for you. What do you want your impact to be on the community? With the work that you're producing, the poetry and Trash to Peace Theater, what do you want people to take away from that?
I want folks to laugh. I want folks to unpack. I want folks to push back. I want folks to question. I'm okay with all of that. Like, give me the smoke. If I'm out of pocket, say it. Let's have this conversation. And I've gained some really amazing people have kind of co-signed and said they watch it, from the Anthony Andersons to the Tarana Burks to the Tiffany Haddishes. And they always have, it's always really good conversations. So I love that part, but more than anything, I want folks to look back and be like, yo, he gave everything. He put it all out there. There's nothing left. There's nothing you can say about me at this point that I won't say about myself. If I forgot something, it's like, no, you was trash. All right, write that, John, do the voiceovers. I'll animate it for you. I have no skeletons at this point, and I want to die that way. DJ Jazzy Jeff, Philly's own, put up a post. It's on YouTube. It's called Die Empty. He said, I want to give the world everything. I don't want to have no music left when I pass. I don't want to have no connections left that I haven't given away. I want to give it all. And that was so inspiring to me. And it really pushed me even further to be like, yo, this is everything. I'm going to give you everything I have. Do with it what you will. Judge me, laugh. I don't care. Let's have fun. That's what I want. I just want to die empty.
Die empty. That is very profound.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's been an amazing conversation. I love your perspective on mental health and the fact that you want us to unpack that, and you want specifically Black men to start looking at themselves in a different light.
Yeah, and you're in the way that you do it. That's the thing. Like, be yourself. Be comfortable being different. It's all right, brother. Like, we are not a monolith. It's all right. To all, I remember, like, you know, I was the jock who hung out with the quote unquote geeks and nerds in high school, because we all won. I want to read comic books and play video games and play Dungeons and Dragons after I play ball. It's all right. Whoever you are, be comfortable with that and don't try to fit in these boxes, because you're not supposed to be there, bro. Wherever you're at, embrace it. What you're looking for is also looking for you. It's out there. So that's what I want. That's what I want Black men to keep feeling like. Yo, we are not a monolith. We don't have to do this one way. It's infinite ways to do this, whether you're from the hood, from the suburbs, rich. It's all a Black man experience.
Amen. I have nothing else to say to that. So please let people know how they can get in touch with you, how they can see your video.
Trash
to Peace Theater.
Parental advisory. It is a little bit, it's a lot of bit raunchy, but it's all raunchy. It's raunchy for all the right reasons. It's not raunchy just for the fact of being raunchy. It's just honest. My Instagram is Vision Poet. My YouTube is Vision Poet. It's mostly an IGTV Instagram series, but it's also archived on YouTube. It's just Vision Poet, one word, VisionPoet. I wasn't forward thinking enough to have a cool name for the search engine optimization. I wasn't that forward thinking back in 2000. But just Vision Poet, I release new content every week, almost every week. Every Sunday at 6 o'clock, you're going to get something different. And enjoy, laugh, feel joyful during these times. I know it's hard, but we got to try to find it. Some joy ain't always going to land on our laps. We got to search for it sometimes.
And I got to ask, because Maya is on social media. Has she hit you up? What's going on with that? Like,
she has not. I know for a fact she's seen it. My one of my good friends is her her brother is her role manager, so I know for a fact he's shown it. She was on, a good friend of mine is named Mark Lamont Hill. He's a broadcaster in Philly, from Philly but in the States and all around the world at this point. She was on his show the other day, and I was like messing with her, like, yo, throw me the oop, knowing then what it wasn't gonna happen. But it's all fun and games with her too. I always said if I ever get an invite to the Met Ball or the Emmys, I'm bringing Maya for the culture. Even if nothing happens for it, it's just all fun and games at this point. It's a 20-year-old story, but for the culture, I gotta bring her as my date for the culture.
Amen. Thank you so much, Perry, for taking the time, and hopefully we'll have you back in Montreal soon when the borders open up.
Like, yes!
Come on! Yes. What's going on?
Hopefully in September. Fingers crossed.
My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson. We've been here with Perry Vision DiVirgilio, a poet from North Philly who's just done a lot. If you want to know what he's done, please listen to the archive at 8:31. I've been in studios with
Renee Jordan.
And you've been listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
We used to be number 10. Now we permanent in one. In the battle, lost my finger. Mike became my arm. Pistol nozzle, it's nasal. Blood becomes lukewarm. Tell them, oh, mom, it easy now. Squeeze this armor. Test why cleft, see that flesh gets scorned. So bad, make it feel like you ain't wanting to be born, John. And tell your friends, they the hell out of my lord. Chicken drawers became dead drawers. Stealing chickens from my form. Yeah. And that's the dead pigeon. If you are my theosis, then I'm bringing all hatred to Cecilia. Nobody shoot me. My body made a hand grenade. Girl bled to death while she was tucked in the razor blade. That sounds sick. Maybe one day I'll write the horror. Blackula comes to the ghetto. Jackson Acura. Stevie Wonder sees crack babies. Becoming enemies in their own families. I'ma get them coming the one we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got the rum. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mount Zion.
Yeah. Ooh la la. And Lucci find me in my Mitsubishi eating sushi, bumping Fuji. Hey, 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 try to take the crew and we don't play. Say. Like Paul McCartney, not hardly on. Look it up, I can see right through your bluff. Niggas huff and they puff, but they can't handle us. We bust, just be fortified. I could never hide, secretly hot. Cry with cold cheese, died. I'm twisted, that twisted by some other Negroes. Don't be moved by polos on the first episode. I shouldn't diss refugees and the whole sound set booty and half a respect jersey cause I'm super fly when I'm super high on the Fuji line.
Underneath palm trees, smoking BDs as I burn my calories. Brooklyn rooftops become Brooklyn TPs. Who that be? Enemy, wanna see the death of me. From Hawaii to Hawthorne, I run marathons like Wushuaikon. I'm a true champion like Farrakhan. Reads his daily Quran. It's a phenomenon. Lyric fast like Ramadan.
What's going on? Armageddon come, you know what we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got the rum. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mount Zion. What's going on? Armageddon come, you know what we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got the rum. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mount Zion.
Data. When you're not paying for a product, you are the product. Especially in web and email services, where multinationals compete to manage your communication so they can make a profit off of the private communication you are producing. Coombit is a worker cooperative trying to help small organizations or individuals get their email, website creation, and website hosting services off corporate services such as Google. For more information, contact us at coombit.org or email at info@kumbit.org. That's KOUMBIT. We are not on Facebook.
Hello, my name is Alia. I'm at CKUT in Montreal, 90.3 FM. Keep on rocking in the free world.
Keep on rocking the free world. Keep on rocking the free world.
CKUT, 90.3 FM, Montreal.
Ai distrus tot în ce-am crezut, m-ai întors toată lumea pe dos, dar ai făcut-o frumos. Inima peste cap, m-ai făcut plinul de fluturi în stomac, dar timpul i-a luat. Și mă întreb doar la mișto așa, dacă ar fi ieșit ceva, dacă pe gânduri nu aș fi stat, dacă de tot nu m-ai uitat. Nu mă voi putea ierta, viața-i ciudată, nu-i așa? Spune-mi cum de am ajuns invitat la nunta ta.
Thank you. мой черный миг, де крадем отдать. Дака моей, зима сорвать. Нос мой черный миг, де крадем отдать. Дека, хай садан сама яма, сапады нам спорим. Катя фустор за ручку булгарин мине. Зимка ночи сон, дака носа дор. Тата ярна петине.
Încă o dată pe nume. La Nu știu dacă pot să te îndulcesc. cer iertare, știu.
Știu că am greșit, poți să mă ierți?
Sunt curios ce ai azi în meniu. Mi-ai lăsat un gust amar, nu ești demaritat de clar. Dar mi-ai lăsat un gust amar, să te iubesc acum cred că e în zadar. Mi-ai lăsat un gust amar, nu ești desert, ești ceapă clar. Mi-ai lăsat un gust amar, să te iubesc acum.
Aș fi dișul ideal, un desert dulce special. Te-aș lăsa să mă degustă când. Dar tu vrei doar ceva picant și uneori e un pic stresant că nu știu cum pot să te mulțumesc. Ai venit să cer iertare, știu. Sunt curios ce ai azi în meniu. Mi-ai lăsat un gust amar, nu ești demaritat de clar. Dar mi-ai lăsat un gust amar, să te iubesc acum cred că e în zadar. Mi-ai lăsat un gust amar, ești ceapă clar. Mi-ai lăsat un gust amar, să te iubesc acum cred că e în zadar.
Știu că-ți dau dureri de cap, știu că știi că oricum ar fi de plac. Din ceapa ce o guști, tu extragi mereu dulceața ta. Nu poți mânca desert și la prânz și-n dimineața ta.
Mi-ai lăsat un gust amar, nu ești demaritat de clar. Dar mi-ai lăsat un gust amar, să te iubesc acum cred că e în zadar. Mi-ai lăsat un gust amar, nu ești desert, ești ceapă clar. Mi-ai lăsat un gust amar, să te iubesc acum cred că e în zadar. Mi-ai lăsat un gust amar.
Yo.
So love, I'm so love. But there's a guy in my bed saying hola. Amigos, we're just amigos. You have a place saved in my lonely pillow. Y tú y yo, oh, we have a good reason to stay and a good reason to go. Oh, oh. Now I feel I'm half alive, babe, don't let me go.
Mátame, mátame con tu sonrisa, bam, bam. Yo te espero, papi, do it, bam, bam. Mátame, mátame tu pistolero, bam, bam. Yo te quiero, papi, do it.
Let go. Cama, velando tu cuerpo hasta la mañana. Me gusta la dominicana, tiene la baby musana. Y me dicen que grita muy bien cuando mi mano le toca la piel. Se mueve despacio, te roba el espacio y solo puedes
contemplar. Y tú y yo, oh, oh, we have a good reason to stay and a good reason to go. Oh, 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 oh. Now I feel I'm half alive, babe. Don't let me go.
Mátame, mátame con tu sonrisa, bam, bam. Yo te espero, papi, do it, bam, bam. Mátame, mátame tu pistolero, bam, bam. Yo te quiero, papi, do it.
Let go.
We gotta go, go, go. We gotta go, go, go.
Y tú y
house in the house. Deci am pierdut tot când am plecat. Nici soarele nu-i pe cer și n-am să mă mai trezesc ca să-ți pot zâmbi. Te pup, papa.
Seara o facem la deiar. Și că până dimineață toată lumea e sus pe par. Unii au luat-o un pic cam slow motion. Grav și o chestiune de minute până toți ceilalți cad prof. Gărgăriță, riță, te rog, fă-mi pe plac. Vreau o poieniță, lasă-mă s-o fac. Mâine-ți cânt o serenadă și te iau la val. Știi că-i sticla de pălincă dacă vezi că încep să cânt spal. Boxele astea nu tac. Rog vecinii să mă ierte că nu știu prea bine ce fac. Băieții spre jos, iar fetele spre val. Toată lumea cu mâinile în aer. Băi, cred că așa e normal. Gărgăriță, riță, te rog, fă-mi pe plac. Vreau o poieniță, lasă-mă s-o fac. Mâine-ți cânt o serenadă și te iau la val. Sticla de palincă m-a făcut să-ți cânt fal. La 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 la.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec. Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Good evening. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I'm your host, Vishwal Ramakrishnan, playing for you some of my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. To get tonight's program started off, here's Big Bill Brunzy playing The Glory of Love. Hope you dig. You're on 90.3 CKUT FM.